And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined on the program this weekend by three guests talking about a vegetation ordinance being developed in Tuolumne County. It is around the issue of fire safety. We're joined this weekend by the City of Sonora Fire Chief Amy New, the Assistant Tuolumne County Fire Chief Andrew Murphy, and the Supervisor for District 1, David Goldenberg. Supervisor Goldenberg, I'll go back to you. During the last segment, we ended up and you were talking about where things go following this upcoming meeting. What kind of timeline is there when it comes to looking at a adoption of such ordinance?
Yeah, so the ultimate goal, you know, how we set up the, you know, the public meetings is still, you know, coming up. You know, hopefully we'll submit that down fairly shortly. You know, but it takes time to enact an ordinance just through the Board of Supervisors, you know, system. And, you know, so working with the timelines that, you know, we're hoping to have meetings, you know, late February into March. And then, you know, bring it to the board with the ultimate goal around April 1st. We would like to have this done, you know, completed. Our goal here, BJ, is that we want to be able to have this passed and be enacted at the county level in time for people to give them time, you know, to then do the work that we're requesting that they do. To better protect their properties, you know, for the upcoming 2022 fire season.
Well, we've hit on a number of topics on this weekend's show. I'll go back around the table one more time to kind of get some closing thoughts or anything that was missed in the conversation. Chief Amy New with the City of Sonora, anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I would just encourage everyone to please call into the meeting on January 26th. It starts at 6 p.m. The last meeting, we got some really good feedback from the agricultural landowners in the county, also some of the residents that were worried about the fiscal constraints of having to clear their properties. So we're taking all of that in while we're forming up this new vegetation ordinance. So all of those comments that come in are basically creating this document. We're taking everyone, all those considerations into thought and into the process when we design this ordinance. We want to make sure that we have as much community input as possible. So please call in. Please make sure you can get your voice heard. Come to the meetings. Come to the Board of Supervisors meetings. And if you need to email us directly. But please, one way or another, try to get your thoughts to us so we can include it. And thank you again for having us on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good talking with you as well, Chief New and Chief Andrew Murphy. Anything you'd like to add?
Yes, thank you. And just, of course, an ordinance like this or guidelines like we hope to put out are only going to be successful with community support. And so, as we all know, the government can mandate this and mandate that. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking to educate and help property owners come into compliance. And there's a lot of information out there on the web, the county OES website, county fire, and the City of Sonora websites. And then also encourage the community to find out about the FireWise communities and what that is and what that does. And thank you again.
Yeah, great to have you on the show as well. FireWise communities, we've talked about that a little bit on past shows, but for anybody who's unfamiliar, can you explain a little bit about what that is?
Absolutely. FireWise Communities is sponsored through the National Fire Protection Association, and it comes down to the local level where it encourages, it's more of, instead of the way I view it, is it's more of the community encouraging compliance than the government encouraging compliance. I like positive peer pressure. So it helps folks learn about what needs to be done, what the rules and guidelines are, and how they can be safe or more safe. You know.
And Supervisor Goldenberg, any closing comments you'd like to make today?
Yeah, just overall, BJ, that, you know, the goal here is to protect people's property. And at the same time, you know, look at protecting lives, you know, because especially if we're able to limit starts, you know, in certain areas, we've got new areas here that have not been in place before. We're trying to address the concerns of the ag community. As well as look at the 100-foot clearances between adjacent property owners. So, you know, in the past, you know, if you had, you know, you needed 100 foot, but you've only got 30 foot to the end of your property, you know, we'd like the cooperation of the adjacent property owner, but, you know, this ordinance could be getting into that as well, because we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to protect those properties. And I just wanted to stress our you know, working with the city of Sonora, we do want to make it, you know, so that avoid the confusion, right? You know, between, you know, because the city of Sonora blends right into the county all around the city. And, you know, we want all the property owners to understand that we're doing the best we can to make everything, you know, mirror each other's ordinances.
With all the different various opinions in the community, has it been challenging to find a balance early on?
You know, so, you know, people, you know, probably more than anything else is the fear of the unknown. And that's maybe where we, you know, we need to be able to do our part in gathering that input and answering people's questions, right? You know, because they want to understand it. And I think most people are very, very reasonable. You know, when it comes down to when you say this is what this is going to bring to you to help protect you and your neighbors, you know, then they get it and they appreciate it.
We've come to an end on today's show. I want to thank all three of you for joining us on this weekend's Motherlode Views.
Thank you, BJ. Well,
thank you, BJ, very much. We appreciate your, you know, you're giving us the time to, you know, put this out.
Thank you.
And again, we thank our guests on this weekend's Motherlode Views, talking about the vegetation management ordinance being developed in Tuolumne County. We've been hearing from David Goldenberg, the supervisor for District 1, Andy Murphy, who is the assistant Tuolumne County Fire Chief, and Amy New, the City of Sonora Fire Chief. And I'm BJ Hansen, your host. A programming note, again, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to be talking about water issues. We'll be joined in the studio by Don Perkins, who is the new general manager of the Tuolumne Utilities District. Also, Barbara Balin, who is the TUD board president. They're going to talk about goals for this next year and challenges facing water in Tuolumne County. That's next week on Motherlode Views. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.